peas story. My son was kind of the whistleblower back when he was 8 and my twin girls were only babies. He said, my mum's husband beats me and he beats my mum. And that was put in the worry box at school. So that's kind of how it all erupted. When I left, which was 6 years ago, I never vocalised anything, not even to my mum and dad. Nobody knew there was any violence. Nobody knew except me and my son, actually. Last year, since I left, my ex-husband, I think, has had 3 different partners, but 2 of those partners have come out and very publicly shamed him about domestic violence. As a result of that, the girls have chosen not to see their father. Social services have gotten involved in that, and at the moment he is trying to take me to court for parent alienation, which is really, really tough for me because I hid everything from the girls, and it's only as they've got older and with his new girlfriends that they've witnessed things. So even though the physical abuse ended 6 years ago, the torture still goes on in terms of trying to really take away my voice, trying to disregard anything that I've said. Not that I've said that much, but if I did say it, trying to take anything that is genuine that happened, just rip it apart and make me out to be this woman who's promoting parent alienation and turning his children against him rather than him even taking ownership of what happened in those 6 years since we separated, which is tough. They take no ownership for anything. They'd rather just throw it all back on you. All his new girlfriends are crazy. I'm crazy. They're all lying. The social worker's crazy. Women's Aid is interfering. The child court officer isn't doing her job right. It's mad how they can't just sit back and go, maybe I need help.